Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston's School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Hey, we're the Wilderness, and you're listening to
CFRC 101.9 FM.
Ba-ba-da-ba-do-do-do.
That's a lick.
Nice!
We're keeping that in. Keeping that in sure.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
With me.
I'm radio.
CFIC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
And good morning. It is the 10 o'clock hour here in Kingston, Ontario. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca for those of you listening in through the web. We are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are now listening to The Mood with May. Welcome, everybody. I hope you are having a lovely week. For those of you who are students, again, I'll say this again, I say this semi-frequently, typically around finals and midterms. I hope you're holding in there. I certainly am trying my best, but things are rough out here. For that reason, today's episode is very, I would say, chill songs. I don't really have a better descriptor than that. I've tried to go across a few different genres. I have a few different languages in here. I have Canadian artists and non-Canadian artists. I have artists you'll know, artists that might be new to you, and artists that are relatively new in general. So we've got a good mix today, and I hope you'll stick around until 11 to hear me finish that out. And then after that, we have Madot coming on with Alchemy, which is so exciting, one of the best shows on CFRC, but I'm biased because Madot is a close friend. What I was going to say is it's a tough time for a lot of people, students in particular. And I think one of the things that's really important that I have been trying to do, maybe not so successfully, but trying to do nonetheless, is taking a step back from all of the hubbub, all of the things that you need to get done, and give yourself time to enjoy your hobbies or to relax or to be a person outside of your work. And I know that is tough and it requires a certain amount of privilege because there's lots of people who have to work full time and do school and they have lots of responsibilities. And I'm also one of those people. But I implore you today or someday this week, this weekend, to take a step back and do something, trying to keep the weight of all of your assignments and all of your pending tasks away for just a minute, whether that's, you know, sitting down and playing a board game with a loved one, maybe something away from a screen. That's what I've been trying to do unsuccessfully. My screen time has been abysmal, but I feel like so much of our leisure time is attached to a screen now, and our work is attached to a screen, and our like social networking and connections is attached to a screen. So, you know, a board game, read a book, hang out with your pet if you're lucky to have one. My housemate has one, so I've got that covered. Talk to a friend, go for a walk, listen to music. I feel like there's lots of things that we can do away from screens, and we kind of let those fall into the background because our screens are right there and they have everything. They have music, they have movies, they have friends, they have games, they have the work that you need to get done. I feel like we've I don't know, everybody says this, but we've kind of become slaves to our screens, which is not necessarily a bad thing because they help with a lot of stuff. And that's obviously important for us to focus on other aspects, but I feel like in the mix, we've kind of forgotten that they're supposed to be used as a tool and not as a lifeline. So that's what I've been trying to do, is take a step back from my screens, my laptop, my phone, my TV, and just kind of do things that I enjoy away from those. So hopefully I'll be a little bit more successful this week. Hopefully you will also be successful in that, if that's something that you so choose to do. Anyhow, to get into the first few songs that we have today, I'm going to start things off with, I think, one of my favorite artists in a long time is Hope Sandoval. This is the lead singer of Mazzy Star, for those of you who are familiar. And this is one of her other bands that she performs with, Hope Sandoval and The Warm Inventions. I always say intentions, so I'm glad I didn't mess it up this time. They most recently put out music in 2017, but this track in particular is off of their 2001 album, Bavarian Fruit Bread. Hope Sandoval is, I'd say, a main player in the shoegaze, like, music scene genre. But she has a very soothing voice, and if you've ever watched her perform, like, she doesn't have, like, a huge stage presence, but she captures the room. She just has, like, an energy about her that is so captivating. So if you enjoy this song, potentially you go over to YouTube as part of your screen time and you look up a video of her singing, because she's just an amazing vocalist and musician. And I don't know, I'll tell everybody on law, I scream from the rooftops that Mazzy Star and Hope Sandoval is one of my favorite bands of all time. After that, we're going to transition into a Montreal-based group. Now, if you've ever tuned into the show before, you know that I love this group and I never stop talking about them. I did an interview with them last year on the show, and one of the members of the trio actually put out an album at the end of 2024, which has also seen a lot of airtime, but I can't help it. I am a slave to the things I love. And this is Afternoon Bike Ride. It's off of their 2023 album, Gloss Over, which I would say is a perfect album in my mind. They're sort of an eclectic, electro-acoustic indie group. And this is their track, Before We Don't Have Time, which is just a very soothing track. I honestly listen to this album anytime I feel very overwhelmed, because it just kind of feels like a release, if that makes sense. And then after that, we are going to finish it off with another new track. And this is an artist that I actually didn't realize was Canadian until I was trying to find where they're from to mention it on the show. And they've actually been based out of Montreal since 2008. This is a Persian artist. And this song is actually sung in Persian or Farsi, which is really interesting because my partner is Persian. So I always love finding music in Farsi because I'm trying to learn it. It helps me grasp sort of the way that it's spoken or it's sung, the cadence of the speech, even if it's a song. So forgive me for my terrible pronunciation, but this is Gafti K by Marhan Farsad. And again, this is an amazing artist I've only recently just found, but they've been putting out music since the early 2010s. And they're also an animator, which is something that I found when I was digging through their bio. So without further ado, we're going to kick things off with On the Low by Hope Sandoval and The Warm Inventions right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
gone? How do our heads escape out of town? Over the hills, how do they love into the peaks? How do they love into the dream? Lie in the grass under the sun, together, once in a one. Together, once in a one. Together, we don't have to say. Thank you.
welcome back. You just finished listening to Gofti Kate by Marjan Farsad. Forgive my pronunciation. I'm not quite at a fluent level of Farsi. I wish I was. I really do. I've been taking Farsi lessons online, and I can literally only say like five phrases, and they're introductory, like, hello, how are you? My name is. I'm from here. So if anybody out there speaks Farsi, and they want to give me resources on how to learn, that would be much appreciated. Because I don't know. I would like to be able to learn Farsi without asking my partner to teach me everything. But alas, here we are. Before that, you heard Before We Don't Have Time by Afternoon Bike Ride, one of my favorite Canadian groups ever, I would say. And then at the very top of that set, we had Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions with On the Low. Coming up next, I'm following a similar structure in that I have an older song, something maybe more recognizable, and then I have a newer Canadian track, but not quite in that 3-month cutoff, and then I have a new Canadian track. So we're going to start things off now with Blur, and that might seem like an off-kilter pick for this, but this is specifically just a very, it's on one of my like soothing, like chill playlists, if that makes sense. I feel like I unfortunately hate to admit that I have just a chill playlist, because I think everybody has one, but mine has Blur, so that says something. This is off of their album 13 from 1999, and the song is No Distance Left to Run. It's more of a melancholic track, I will admit, but it is soothing all the same, and you know what? Sue me. I love Blur. I love Damon Albarn. After that, we have Sophia Nolan, which is a Canadian artist out of Quebec that I had also featured on my other show, What's Brewing. If you want to listen to that, it's all new, all Canadian music, 7:30 a.m. on Tuesday mornings. My whole tagline with that is it's the perfect amount of music to pair with your morning brew. So they heard it first. Whoever tunes into that show heard this track first. I played it about a month or two, maybe 3 months ago. And this is off of their album, UFO Religion, which came out October 2024. It's called Dirja, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I believe it's an Arabic phrase. The song is in French. I wish I had an Arabic track on here, because I do love Arabic music, but for some reason I don't. Maybe I'll sneak one in. And then after that, we're going to close things off with Stranger in You by Ebril. This is off of their new album, In Copula, that came out mid-January. And this is an artist that I came across recently, as in like the past few days. I really enjoyed this album. I found them online, actually, and I believe they're based out of Toronto. So if you're from that area, potentially you'd maybe be able to see them live. But that's up to you. I do always encourage people to go see live music when they can, especially when they're supporting small artists. But without further ado, we are going to start things off with the lovely Damon Albarn and Blur with No Distance Left to Run right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
It's over. You don't need to tell me. I hope you're with someone amazing. makes you feel safe in your sleeping tonight. I won't kill myself trying to stay in your life. I got no distance left to run. When you see me, please turn your back and walk away. I don't wanna see you, 'cause I know the dreams that you keep is where we meet. And when you're coming down, think of me. I got no distance left.
Oh, find a stranger in you.
Welcome back. You just finished listening to Ibril with Stranger in You. Before that, we had Dirja by Sophia Nolan. Woo! Off of their UFO Religion album. And at the very top of that set, Blur with No Distance Left to Run, right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM. We're into the last half hour of the show, so I'm going to try and not talk as much so that I can make sure that I play all the music that I want to play for you guys. So the first track that I have coming up next is, I would say, I think the oldest track I'm playing today. It's from 1969 by Dave Bixby. This is a track that is on one of my playlists that's like early morning sun or like whimsigoth morning, one of those ones. I have like multiple morning playlists. I'm the type of person who has everything categorized down to the fact that I have like 500 playlists for each specific mood, and I do listen to a good amount of them, which is concerning. But this is, I believe, an English artist out of the UK. This is off of the 1969 album Ode to Quetzalcoatl. I picked a lot of hard names today. But it's just a very, I would say, soothing song. I like to listen to it in the mornings if I'm going on a walk, particularly if I'm going on a walk during sunrise. I think that's just like a lovely little way to de-stress before the day starts. If I'm up that early, which doesn't happen often, but if it does. After that, I have Frownline with their new track, Anyway, released as a single on March 20th, so just a couple weeks ago. And Frownline is a band out of Toronto. If you don't know them, now you will know them. I've played them on the show a couple times before, particularly I believe their track What's Left Over from 2023 is definitely a highlight out of their discography for me. And then moving forward, I have Leia by Paul. This is an artist also out of Quebec, I believe Montreal specifically, and Paul has been releasing music since 2024 in and around. This is released as a dual single with another track, Tableau d'écrit, on February 4th. So a little bit on the older end in terms of new music, but new nonetheless. I hope you enjoy. Here's Morning Sun by Dave Bixby right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
We are so young.
Welcome back. You just finished listening to Paul with Leah. Before that, we had Frownline with Anyway. And at the very top of that set, we had Morning Sun by Dave Bixby, who is not English. He is American. Alas, I was wrong in my assumption. But we're heading into the last few tracks of the hour. I was originally going to play a very specific Japanese breakfast track, but I now realize it's 6 minutes and 38 seconds long. I love Posing for Cars off of the Jubilee album from 2021. However, I will be playing instead Paprika, because that's also a really lovely song off of that album. And it's only 3 minutes and 40 seconds, which we love. After that, we have a very lovely track that I only recently discovered, much to my chagrin. It's Salmon Cat with Soft Blood. This came out in 2021 in February, and they haven't really put out any music since then. They put some music out in 2024, mid-2024. But this is an artist, I believe, out of the U.S. in and around the LA area. And I heard this track for the first time about a week ago, and I kind of fell into a rabbit hole of their discography, and I really liked everything I found. And I love that their name is Salmon Cat. That's just so fun for me. And then we're going to finish things off with another Canadian artist out of also Montreal, because you know what? Who am I if not somebody who plays exclusively Canadian music out of Montreal for the most part. This is Larois. I don't know how to pronounce that. I'm so deeply sorry. I apologize. She's born in Montreal and she has Moroccan and Lebanese roots. She just started putting out music in French, so this is off of her most recent EP, J'ai quitté le Heartbreak Club. You will be hearing Heartbreak Club. And I really, really do hope, because she's quadrilingual, according to her bio. So I really do hope that that extends into her music at some point, as the French extended into the music from that English start. I do know it's really hard in the music industry if you are doing a non-English language to get popularized. So we'll see. But I would really, really love to hear more Canadian musicians speaking non-English French languages in their music. But without further ado, because I am yapping, we're going to start things off with Japanese Breakfast and Paprika off of their album Jubilee right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Have a lovely day. Remember to take some time for yourself. And without further ado, Paprika.
They said and it came slowly, I awoke from dreams of untying a great knot. It unraveled like a braid into what seemed were thousands of separate strands of fishing line. Attached to course behavior it flowed.
Projecting your visions to strangers who feel it. le son de ta voix.
Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Hello, everybody. We're Stereo Lab.
My name's Tim.
And I'm Laetitia.
And you're listening to...
CFIC!
The best radio station we've ever heard.
Attention Queen's University community! Get ready to celebrate the achievements of mature women students at Queen's. The Banry Foundation is hosting its annual Spring Celebration. Join us in Grant Hall on Saturday, April 26th at 2 p.m. for this free event. Doors open at 1:30 p.m. Visit the Banry Center's website, follow the Banry Center on Facebook or Instagram, or email brc@queensu.ca for more information. See you there!
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat, beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat,
beat. Join us every Thursday at
1
on CFIC for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat.
Banter.
With Open Mouths, the podcast is hosted by Carnita Lilla, Associate Curator, Art of Africa at Agnes Etherington Art Centre. She sits down with artists, musicians, curators, and spoken word poets.